Boyfriend Volume 2. If something important happens, you will immediately wake up, clear-headed and refreshed. Get comfortable. Get in bed for the night if you wish. A lightly lubricated cock is not a bad idea either. You are going to have the choice to go to sleep or come out of trance and go on about your day. Let us begin. Close your eyes tightly and then open them. Then close them quickly. Some of this will sound familiar to you from Boyfriend Volume 1. The more you listen, the more quickly you can go into trance. Close your eyes tightly and then open them. Then close them quickly. In Volume 1 you met a nice guy and you two have become quite the item. Close your eyes tightly and then open them. Then close them quickly. It was certainly love at first sight. Or at least something like that. Close your eyes tightly and then open them. Then close them quickly. If anyone noticed you two lovers with your hands all over each other in the mall, they thought it was sweet. They were happy for you. You look back at how you met and the sexual experience you shared. You realize that your feelings for each other were deep and genuine. You want to see him again. But first, let's concentrate into going into trance. Keep your eyes closed and begin to let your mind settle into quietness and concentrate only on my voice. You will not think of any other thoughts. You only need to hear the sound of my voice. Let yourself become still and quiet and let your thoughts melt away. Let your mind be silent as you settle into trance. The only sound you need to hear is my voice. Feel your muscles relax as the strength flows out of them and you become motionless and limp as you sink deeper and your mind becomes silent. You become motionless and limp with no thoughts of your own. You will let nothing interfere with absorbing my voice. The only sound you need to hear is my voice. My voice lets your mind sink deeper into trance. Everything I say to you is very important. Everything I say to you is more important than your thoughts. You will let your mind become silent and let only my voice enter. You need to listen to each word, but you don't need to remember them. Your subconscious knows what to do. Keep the quietness around you and let yourself go deeper into trance. You are only aware of my voice. You just need to keep slipping deeper and deeper into trance as I speak. The only thing you need to do is let my words enter your subconscious. You want my words to create thoughts in your inner mind. You will not concern yourself with any other thoughts. Experience the absolute quietness around you as your thoughts leave you. There is nothing to distract you. You will concentrate only on the sound of my voice. You are in a peaceful and quiet state of mind and there is no other world around you except my voice. As you listen to my voice, you will enter deep comfort where your inner mind is open to my words. As I speak to you, the only thing you want to do is allow my voice to enter the deep quietness of your mind. You do not need to think about what I am saying. Just let my voice speak to your subconscious. You experienced gay love in trance and you were thrilled that you felt so natural being able to love and be loved back. You will meet your boyfriend again when you are in trance. Listen closely to my every word as you go deeper into trance and experience comfort and peacefulness. You don't need to remember one sentence to the next. Every one of my words will enter your subconscious where it will be absorbed and processed. My words will allow you feel the freedom to be aroused as you think about your boyfriend. You understand that your feelings of arousal are the same as those felt by opposite sex couples. You will feel that same arousal with your boyfriend. We know that someday you want a gay lover in the real world, and you want to feel good about it. You want your boyfriend to love you and respect you. Let your breathing slow, and let everything else slip away and let yourself go deeper into trance. My voice is the only thing you can hear, and the only thing that is important to you. You have the right to experience arousal at the thought of having sex with your boyfriend. You accept that men being attracted to men is part of human nature. You accept that you are only human and you are only responding to your normal human desires. My voice speaks into the quietness surrounding you. And while my voice speaks to your subconscious, you will not allow any other thoughts to disturb your quiet peacefulness. There is nothing entering your subconscious but the sound of my voice. You will continue to listen to my words and sink deeper into trance where my words enter your subconscious. All of the things I have told you are things you already know. Now you know them without guilt. You accept that being sexually attracted to men and their cocks is normal. You will now experience happiness when you meet a man who is sexy and right for you. As I speak, you will strive to keep going deeper into trance. Words aren't all that important because your subconscious understands them. My voice is all that matters as it passes into your inner mind. As your mind becomes still, only my voice exists. You will reach an inner peace in trance and you will absorb my words. My words will become your subconscious thoughts. Quietly. Deeply. Silently. As you relax now, your mind becomes open and my words enter your inner mind. You are free to be gay and love who you want. You have the freedom to date a man and be proud of it. You have the freedom to desire another man's touch and be aroused by it. You are flattered when a man is sexually attracted to you. You will continue to go deeper into trance where your subconscious is fully open to my suggestions. I will to speak into your subconscious directly. You will absorb every word I say. You will relax and try to go deeper still. Quietly. Deeply. Silently. My voice is entering your subconscious. You are free to be as gay or bisexual as you want. You are free to love who you want. You are more comfortable around gay men because you can be yourself. You have the freedom to date a man and be proud of it. You have the freedom to desire another man's touch and be aroused by it. You accept that your sexuality is part of human nature and you are only responding to normal human sexual desires. You crave another man's touch because you are aroused by it. You are eager to return another man's erotic touch. You are submissive to your lover only because you don't have the experience to be otherwise. You are okay with it because you are getting what you want. You are learning what you missed for not starting sooner. In trance, you met a boyfriend and learned to be free from the guilt of wanting to make love to another man. You felt how your natural instincts made you happy to suck your new boyfriend's cock and swallow his seed. After all, that is what your boyfriend wanted you to do, and you were right to do that. The experience felt natural and guilt-free, and you are very happy and eager to do it again. You both had a wonderful experience. That is all that matters. I'm going to count down from 5. And each word will penetrate deep into your subconscious. 5. Silently I speak to you and you will absorb every word. You will respond to your normal human desire for love and romance. You will accept his sexual power over you because you need to be taught how to be a good boyfriend. It is okay if you feel you have to be a bit passive to keep your boyfriend interested. All lovers do that. It doesn't even matter if he felt you were a bit feminine. He liked it and was obviously aroused by it. It's all about the relationship. 4. Your mind is open to my words. You now accept that your sexual interest in men is a part of who you are. You are flattered when a man is sexually attracted to you. Sucking your boyfriend's cock was a wonderful experience you are looking forward to doing again. You felt honor and happiness when your boyfriend climaxed in your mouth. You will show respect for him by swallowing his cum. You are a completely normal person having completely normal sex. 3. You are looking forward to seeing your boyfriend. You are eager to show your feelings about him by embracing and kissing him first, even if it seems girly. He is your boyfriend now and you have decided to become an expert on sucking his cock. You will become an expert on pleasing your boyfriend in every way. If it turns your boyfriend on when you are a bit softer and less manly, you will gladly be softer and less manly for him. If he likes you to be a bit cute and flirty, of course you will do that. You must do what you need to do to keep him interested in you. 2. Since you had sex with him, you now perk up and smile when he calls you sweetheart. You now love the feel of his cock pressing into you when you embrace. You now lean into his touches anytime and anywhere. You are looking forward to sleeping naked with him and waking up together as a couple and sharing each other. Your goal is to do your best to become a loving, sexual couple. 1. If he wants his cock sucked, you will suck it. It is your responsibility to show him respect by swallowing his seed. If it turns your boyfriend on when you act a bit softer and less manly, you will become softer and less manly. If he likes you to be a bit cute and flirty, of course you will do that. Above all, you need to do what you need to do to keep him interested in you. Your boyfriend wants to see you tonight. He is texting you and asking you out. Can I pick you up tonight? We can watch a movie at my apartment. You will be the ideal beta male when you write your response. You realized he really liked it when you acted cute and flirty. You noticed that he got really hot and aroused. The thought of being with him again turns you on and makes you giggle with thankfulness. You will text back an undeniably gay and flirty response. It will say, "Yes. I would love to see you again." And before you send it, you will add an emoji of 2 playful pink hearts. He replies quickly, "You are so very sweet. I will pick you up. I can't wait to see you again." You text him back 2 more pink hearts. You are giggle happy that he likes you enough to want to see you again. You are comforted that he is treating you like a boyfriend since you sucked his cock. You understand that you need your boyfriend to take the initiative because he is more experienced. He is also very manly and you are not. Of course, you are manly around your equals, but he is a much greater sexual force than you. You can't help but be timid and unsure about the ways of straight-acting men like him. But your man seems to always know what to do to make you happy. You look forward to his hugs and kisses because he's so loving and if you could purr like a kitten, you would. You accept that you are inexperienced and are pleased to have a more experienced boyfriend. You are happy that he wants to romance you like a lover should. It is okay that he is taller than you. You like that because he hugs you tenderly as if you were delicate. He likes that you allow yourself to be passive when he makes advances. That really turns him on. You certainly don't want to lose that. You are happy to be his fantasy, too. Of course you are not feminine, but you understand that you can be less manly if it brings out the best in your lover. And you are happy to do that for him. You are happy to do anything sexual he wants because you are boyfriends and you trust him completely. If being a bit feminine helps you get what you want, you will be happy to do it. It's only for play. Besides, everything is okay if both of you agree. Everything that my voice sends into your subconscious you will directly experience. You may visualize some of what you are doing from outside your body and you will experience many physical feelings. I want you to experience your boyfriend making love to you. You are hoping your boyfriend and you are going to have sex tonight. You are looking forward to it. He wants you. You want him. You are looking forward to it. Tonight is the beginning of a real commitment. That is what you want. You hope you and your boyfriend are going to have sex tonight. You are looking forward to it. You are going to wear short shorts, no underwear, and a four-button shirt. And of course you will wear your flip-flops. They are very gay. You remember he liked them a lot. He appears at your door to pick you up. You let him in, and you eagerly embrace him and share an arousing and passionate kiss. He pulls you to him and puts his hands on your ass as he kisses you deeply. You begin to relive the strong sexual feelings from last night. As you move about the apartment, the walls echo with the subtle sexy sound of split, splat, split, splat, coming from your gay flip-flops. As he escorts you to his car, he holds your hand and you become silently bonded by the echo of split, splat, split, splat, coming from your flip-flops. Of course, any neighbor who looks out their window will see you have a boyfriend. They will probably wonder what took you so long. The gossiping old ladies will whisper to each other. Oh, what a lucky boy he is. His date is so big and handsome. They make a very handsome couple. He opens the door for you and reaches over and latches your seatbelt so as to steal a kiss. You smell the familiar but unique scent of sexual arousal from your alpha male. It makes your cock stir as you feel the emotions flooding back from your lovemaking last night. The scent of his body, the scent of his balls, and the scent of his smooth cock combine to make you feel like a lust-driven little slut. You can hardly wait for him to use your mouth like a mouth pussy again. It is what you have always wanted. On the short ride over, he puts his hand on your bare inner thigh. You feel it slide up where he is almost touching your balls. Like a good little slut, naturally you open your legs a little more in approval. You arrive at his apartment and you smile when he puts his hand on your butt. Your flip-flops softly go split, splat, split, splat like two lovers, one thrusting his sperm into the other. Once in and settled, he gets the movie started and pours you a glass of wine. He sits and motions for you to lean back next to him so he can put his arm around you. You kick off your flip-flops and snuggle into him. You feel him touch your hair as he guides your head gently to him. His soft lips touch yours and you kiss gently and lovingly. He kisses you deeply again and again as you visualize the romantic movie about two ballet dancers in love. As the music plays erotically, the vision of the man's graceful sexuality is an erotic sight to behold as you break to watch the sensuous men perform. As your head rests on his chest, you rest your hand on the cock you sucked last night. The men's ballet is a gay dancer's dream as the men twirl about, lean, sexy, and dancing a lustful story about their secret love. As the movie progresses, you begin to pay more attention to each other as your clothing begins to fall away. Your breath escapes your lips as he massages your sensuous nipples gently as you lustily reach your lips up to kiss him. You unbutton his pants to free his hard cock. You notice him unbuttoning your shorts and you see your innocent nakedness as he slides them off. You are both finally naked. Your lips come to his as you begin to lay on top of him as you embrace his naked body as you search out his lips again. Your cocks are touching each other. He kisses you again and stands up. Instinctively you take his cock in your mouth and you relive the feelings and unique taste of your lover. You sense it is time to pause. He holds out his hand and you take it as he leads you into his bedroom. The room is spotless and neat and is lit only by candles. The room smells sexy with scents of vanilla and honey and you feel rather than see the romantic touches prepared by your man as he shows you how deeply he cares about you. You feel embarrassed that you have little to offer but your love. He leads you to sit on the bed and you feel the satin and sexy smooth sheets. You feel him kneel between your legs and kiss your hard cock. His hands glide gently up your chest to squeeze your nipples as he takes you in his mouth and sucks you gently. You feel yourself climbing closer to climax as your nipples cry out in ecstasy. You are so close to orgasm you must push him away or you will climax and spoil everything. You want to save yourself for last. You feel the smooth satin as you scoot up to the pillow and he slides up next to you. You feel an erotic tingling in your nipples as he kisses them. His soft knowing touches excite you all over your body and make you breathe deeply with lust. His hard cock probes here and there seeking its target as it goes about its manly mission, leaving cool damp little kisses as it searches. You feel yourself snuggle more closely to him. You put your leg over him and you feel him gently rub your butt and the insides of your sensuous thighs as you kiss. He rubs your cute little virgin boy pussy as sexy little noises escape your open mouth. The sexy lubricant excites your boy pussy as he massages it. You continue kissing as he pulls you closer and rubs his cock on your boy pussy. As his cock begins to slip in a little way, you moan lustily. You find yourself on your back where a pillow is under your hips. With a mind of their own, your legs move back along your sides and you offer him your boy pussy. You feel yourself being mounted as he kisses you. His cock finds your soft entrance and he lovingly works his big cock into you a little at a time. Instinctively you undulate your hips as the waves of gentle little orgasms begin to build up inside of you as you feel his gentle progress. You are blind with lust as he tells you how much he loves you. You put your arms around him and pull him to you tightly and thrust your hips because you want him to fuck you harder. With a couple of more thrusts he is all the way in. He moves in and out and you feel his balls bouncing off your butt cheeks proving that all of his big cock is now inside of you. Your hips thrust in perfect rhythm with his, as you speed up and slow down depending on the needs of each other's approaching orgasms. You will now look forward to being fucked hard and deep by your boyfriend whenever he wants you. As your instincts kick in, you squeeze your boy pussy muscles tightly on his outstrokes and loosen them on the push strokes. He fucks you slowly then quickly, then shallow, then deep. He comes all the way out and plunges all the way in. You are happy to let him fuck you any way he wants. You are both getting what you need. You feel waves of orgasmic tingling in your body in places you have never experienced. You feel your toes clench into little fists as you work your boy pussy muscles, tight, then loose. Tight, then loose. Tight, then loose. In and out he goes as you milk his cock for maximum pleasure. You feel his cock getting harder and larger as his balls bounce on your butt reminding you who's your daddy. Your instincts for climax force you to cry out with ecstasy as you squeeze your boy pussy muscles as tightly. You squeeze your toes into the tightest little fists that you can, and let your hands tightly grip the sheets as waves of ecstasy flow over you. You squeeze everything extra hard as he growls a manly growl and makes cute little groaning sounds as he holds you tightly like prey as he reaches his climax. His pulsing is heavenly and powerful as you feel his baby gravy pulse into you. He keeps on fucking you as you hold each other tightly. You squeeze your pussy and your toes and fists even more tightly as the overwhelming feeling of orgasmic tingling washes over you. You hear yourself cry out like a high school virgin as your massive orgasm comes crashing down on you as his cock pounds in and out of you until he climaxes again. He holds you tightly as his orgasm subsides, and yet he continues to fuck you because he knows yours is still raging. He is proud to have given you your orgasm. As yours begins to taper off, you rest with him on top of you. His final twitch is releasing the last of his seed into you as he continues to relax his grip on you as he softens. You both roll over and get comfortable with some after-sex kisses. You can feel his cum leaking out of your gaping boy pussy, so you lay face down so as to not lose any of it. Instinctively, you know better than to disrespect your lover by wasting his seed. You realize that your boyfriend is going to want your boy pussy as often as you let him, and you will always be available to him. You begin to cuddle for a much-needed rest. As you rest, you will remember from now on, each time you hear the split, splat, split, splat of flip-flops, you will remember your lover and what that sound means. Sadly, it's time to leave trans now, but you are always welcome back. If you wish to go to sleep now and have wonderful dreams about your lover, I want you to do that. If you choose sleep, your trance will be gone when you wake up. Nothing we have talked about will become permanent unless you want it to. This trance is about making you a better person. I'm going to count backwards from 3. 3. You begin to feel yourself rising back into your own thoughts. 2. You become more aware of the things around you. 1. You open your eyes fully and are thrilled with the vision you have created for yourself and are ready to resume your day a better person than you were before.